Morning, everyone. We live in this modern society of ours. I call it an instant society. We want everything fast. We go to McDonald's or some such place for fast food. If we need information, we can go to the internet and get information about just about anything within a matter of seconds. It seems like we want everything now. We're not willing to wait. The problem is, where has our patience gone? Or maybe a better question is, did we ever have any? Last week, at the end of my sermon, I mentioned the fruit of the Spirit, which are mentioned in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. One of the fruit of the Spirit is patience. And I mentioned last week that the fruit of the Spirit are just that. They're not gifts of the Spirit. We don't get any of the fruit immediately or as a gift. The fruit of the Spirit grow, just like apples and oranges grow. They develop. And we develop fruit of the Spirit by allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us in our daily Christian lives and allowing Him to guide us into how God wants us to serve Him and to serve others through Him. And we develop the fruit of the Spirit at different speeds, and each of us develop different fruit. Like I said last week, you might have more joy than I do. I might have more faithfulness than you do, or more gentleness. But I think one fruit of the Spirit that we all might be lacking some is patience. Patience is a very difficult thing to grasp today, because we live in this fast, instant society. And yet, the brother of the Lord, or the half-brother of the Lord Jesus, James, who was the first Christian pastor that we know of, he was pastor of the Church of Jerusalem in the decade of the 40s A.D., he talked about patience a lot. In chapter 1 of James, he said that testing of our faith develops patience. Testing of our faith can sometimes be called trials, sometimes even suffering. James further writes in James chapter 5 about this subject. Let's read verses 7 through 12 of chapter 5 of James. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no, otherwise you will be condemned. So James is saying that we should be patient in difficulties and the trials of life. And the question is, what is our patience based on? Well, it's based on our faith in God. We have to believe a few things that God says to us. Jesus specifically said to us, He's with us always, so we don't ever have to worry that He's going to go away if you're a Christian. He's always with you. So whatever you're going through, be it a sickness or be it a financial difficulty or be it some relational difficulty, Jesus is with you and He's there to guide you through the difficulty. Now, Job is used as the biblical example of faith. I don't think any of us are going to have to go through what Job went through. He was the richest man in the world, and he lost everything he had, except for a wife that told him to curse God and die, and three friends that told him it was all his fault, and that if he just confessed to sin, God would forgive him and make everything right. The only problem was it wasn't all his fault, and he hadn't committed any sin to deserve what he got. There was a contest between God and Satan going on that he didn't know anything about. And so Job sat there on an ash pile for an unknown period of time, but quite a while, weeks, if not months, and he was suffering from boils and pain. Plus, he had lost everything except for his three friends that kept telling him it was all his fault. So when we are called to be patient, who are we supposed to be patient with? Well, the answer is we have to be patient with Jesus. Our patience is based on the Lord. James in chapter 5 specifically talks about the fact that we're to be patient because the Lord's coming is near. Now, James was writing this in about 45 AD. His half-brother had been ascended to heaven only a dozen years, and James clearly was writing that he expected Jesus back soon, real soon, on the calendar, real soon. We now understand from the history of 2,000 years that patience is not based on the calendar. It's based on God. We have to be patient with God. God doesn't answer our prayers instantly most of the time, although He can and has. Most prayers are answered in time, and we have to learn to wait on the Lord. Now, we know that Jesus is going to come back someday because He promised us that. So we have to patiently wait. Some people don't patiently wait for the Lord's return. They try to predict dates. I tried that trick. I predicted Jesus would come back in 2008. I guess He's teaching me patience because I'm still waiting. And I thought I was basing my teaching on the Bible, but I was obviously wrong. But we do know that when He comes back, He will vindicate the faithful. So whatever trials, whatever difficulties we're going through down here, we will be vindicated. All those people that have called you bad names and sworn at you and just basically made you feel rotten, well, God will execute judgment someday. He will vindicate us. It's not our job to seek vengeance. Now, I have a warning for you all. In thinking about patience, I do have to tell you, do not pray for patience. Now, you may think that's strange for a preacher to say, something you're not to pray for. Maybe I should better say, you better understand what you're praying for before you pray for it. Because there's only one way that God can answer that prayer. If you pray for patience, God has to send you a trial of some kind. So if you're already going through something and you're trying to find patience, you're only asking for trouble if you pray for patience. What you should understand is your faith in the Lord is the patience you need, because faith produces patience. And patience is a spiritual fruit that grows over time. And if you don't have enough patience right now, what you need to do is just keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your faith on Him, and your patience will grow. Now, there's another aspect of patience I'd like to consider. And I'd like to read a verse from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Paul wrote the following: "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." That's several of the spiritual fruit I mentioned earlier. Spiritual fruit is something that we are to put on. Much as we put on clothes each day, developing spiritual fruit is a choice we have to make. You have to want to develop patience. You have to want to develop each of the spiritual fruit mentioned in Galatians: love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness. And among the spiritual fruit is patience. And Paul uses the example, he says, clothe yourselves with these, much as you put on clothes in the morning. It's a choice you make. Now, patience isn't easy to develop. There is an extra-biblical way of developing patience. Take up the game of golf. If any of you are young enough to play golf, you try hitting that little white ball around, and that game would develop patience in you eventually. Or also to develop something else in you that you don't want to develop. But biblically, faith develops patience. And faith means you keep your eyes on Jesus, you depend on Him when you're going through difficulties, you pray to Him concerning those difficulties, and then you wait. Patience is often waiting on the Lord to do whatever it is, to deal with whatever situation you're going through. We have to wait. He doesn't answer our prayers instantly too often, although He can. So we learn to wait on God, just as Job did, just as the apostles did, and all of Christian disciples throughout history. They waited on God. They waited on Jesus. We are waiting on Him as we sit here today. We are waiting for Him to return, but in each of our lives, I'm sure we are waiting on Jesus to act, to help us in some situation. As a church, we are waiting on Him to send us a new pastor who knows something about preaching. So God is teaching us patience as a church too, I suppose. So remember, as we live in this instant society where everything is fast and we want everything now, remember that that's not God's program. God's program is for us to be patiently waiting for Him to act and in our lives, for him to develop the spiritual fruit in our lives, we learn patience. We develop patience by serving others, by depending on Jesus, and by waiting for his return. Spiritual fruit is not developed instantly. It takes time. Patience is one of those spiritual fruit. And so we can't expect to get all the patience we want right now. It's a process. But keep your faith in God. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And you will develop the spiritual fruit he wants you to have. And one of those is patience. I know he wants you to have patience because it is faith that develops patience. And so patience may involve going through some trials. It might even involve going through some suffering. But that's how God teaches us patience. There is no other way. There's no fast answer to developing patience. We have to trust in Jesus, depend on him, and he will be faithful to us in time. Thank you.